Hey there, this is Robin R. Robbins, aka the World Cheerleader. Thanks so much for joining me today. Are you grateful? No, really, are you grateful? Are you grateful for all the things that are around you, for even the smallest of things, for your sight? How about your hearing? How about the fact that you can speak? How about your clothes, your home, whatever home you have? How about your car? How about your children, family, warmth, heat, food, the ability to love? How about all of creation that surrounds you every day, that was given to you as a free gift for you to enjoy? Green, beautiful, luscious trees, thick, beautiful green grass, bright, yellow, shining dandelions. You know, those things that people call weeds. Well, I don't know about you, but I've always believed that God intended them to be flowers, and those that call them weeds are choosing not to see the blessing that they were meant to be. I believe they're there to brighten our day every day, to be something wonderful and bright and beautiful for us to enjoy. And then we go along and we got to cut them all down and get them all out of there and try to kill them. Well, not in my yard. I actually just love it when my yard is full of bright, yellow, shining dandelions. I laugh and I think, oh yay, God gave me this big yard, this big beautiful bouquet of yellow flowers. Woohoo! Okay, that's a choice. I get that. For some of you, they'll still be weeds, but that's okay. I can be grateful for my dandelions. What else could we be grateful for today? Ooh, I know. How about fresh air? How about freedom? We live in the United States of America here. Hey, how about our freedom? Can we be grateful for that? How about the big, beautiful blue sky that surrounds us every day? How about nice, puffy, fluffy clouds that fly by just to give us joy in different formations? Ah, what else can... Oh, I know. How about the beautiful lakes and streams and rivers? Or the massive, massive, vast ocean that we could just stand there for hours and feel the magnificent power of God. How about faith? Can you be grateful for your faith? I am so grateful for my faith and for a God who loves me, a God who sent his Son to die for me, that I will have eternal life. Oh, I know I can be grateful for that. My children, time. How about time? Time to be with those that you love. Time to be here on earth to give love, to receive love, to share love. Oh, I know I'm grateful for that. How about photographs and pictures and people's artistic ability? I'm grateful for that. I get to see the world through other people's eyes. That's really something to be grateful for. What else can we be grateful for today? Rain. How about rain? Rain comes and purifies our air, and it makes things clean, and it has a peaceful, restful sound if we will just listen to the rain fall. How about leaves? Wonderful leaves blowing in the wind and rustling through the trees and watching them fly so freely through the air. I recently posted a cartoon on my social media of Snoopy, the Peanuts cartoon, and Snoopy's standing there, and a leaf, he's going along, and he sees a leaf, and he's does a little dance, and he watches around the leaf, and he does a little dance until the leaf falls to the ground, and he bows down to the leaf, and he says, "Thank you for the dance." I love that. Let's be grateful today. Let's be grateful for every single thing that is put in our life, even pain. We can be grateful for pain, for the fact that we can feel pain and that we know how to help others through their pain. We can even be grateful for that. So I'd like to encourage you today, find gratitude in everything that surrounds you. Have a terrific day.